George Schnackenberg Biltmann, who was married to a professor of history at Pacific Lutheran University and who has been at PLU at various times since 1942. The interview is taking place in Doris Bowman's home on October 5, 1994. My name is Kerstin Ringdahl, and this is tape number one. Why did you come to PLU?
Because Dr. Tingelsted came to our apartment during the first year of our marriage and asked Snack if he would like to, if he would consider coming to PLU in the position of Dean of Men. And he asked me how I felt about it, and at that time I said, oh, whatever Snack would like to do is just fine with me. And shortly after, a month or so after our first child, Anne, was born, we went to PLC.
What was your first impression when you came?
Well, I must say my impression was that I was a little disappointed because I'd had such a build-up about Parkland that I thought that it was nothing but trees and beautiful flowers and everything that the name Parkland implies.
So what did you find?
Well, it was a nice, friendly community. And we were required to live in Old Main in a rather strange apartment.
What did the apartment look like? Where was it located?
It was located in the south end of the building. And we followed, I believe we followed either the Ockrys or the Carls, I forget which. And it was a huge living room. I can't imagine how big it was. It must have been like 50 feet long.
Really?
Maybe not that big, but and the ceilings were like 16 feet high. And it was a kind of an improvised apartment with a very strange kitchen with none of the amenities that you would hope to find.
What didn't it have?
It didn't have anything.
Did it have a stove?
It had a sink, but no stove. But we found an old stove, one of the old varieties with a raised oven on the side. And I don't know where we found our refrigerator, somewhere. But there was really nothing. It was a sink.
Huh. So who else was at PLU then? PLC, I should say.
You mean in
Who lived at Hallstatt in Old Main then?
Well, Grace Bloomquist was the Dean of Women down at the end of the hall. And I think we were the only ones who lived there, other than students.
How was it different then from what it is now?
Well, I haven't been in Old Main for quite a while, but I think it was considerably different. We had a huge, as I told you, a huge living room and a funny kitchen and a bedroom that was divided from the kitchen by just an open door. And then the bathroom was downstairs, way. You went down a long flight of stairs and back through another empty room to get to the bathroom, which was as big as, it was probably 8 by 12 feet, the bathroom.
Was that just for you or was that for everyone?
That was for us.
That's for you.
Uh-huh.
So you had to go that far to go to your own bathroom?
Yes.
What about if you gave Anne a bath or something in the evening? Had to go all the way down there?
Well, I bathed her in the sink.
That makes sense. What about if you had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night?
Well, in those days we didn't have to.
Strange interview talking about that. Well, I'm trying to think what else. How was it from in Parkland then when you came? What was around? What buildings did they have then?
Well, on Garfield Street, Dahl's Grocery was one of the big items, and the post office was in a store on the right-hand side of Garfield, but I kind of forget, it's so long ago.
Is that that
Oh, gosh, darn it.
What was the atmosphere of the school at the time?
It was a very friendly, kind of a homey place where everyone knew each other well.
Uh-huh.
And people were very friendly and helpful to each other. And we had very little in the way of remuneration, but still we didn't feel deprived because everyone was so nice and mm-hmm. so friendly. And
now Tingle said it was present when you came. What kind of a man was he?
He was really a very fine man. He was an intellectual, very humane kind of man, friendly and understanding. And I think he must have been a real asset for PLC. Mm-hmm. Although I understand since perhaps he didn't have the fiscal abilities that were necessary at that time.
No.
And he probably was not fully appreciated for all the good qualities he had.
How did things change when Eastfold came?
Well, it was kind of a new day, and he came bursting in there, you know, ready to change everything. And he was very friendly and vital, and it was kind of an exciting time in its own way, too.
How was it like, did you spend like holidays and everything at Halstead or Old Main, or did you get
Well, it was very interesting because when school was out, during all holidays, they turned the heat off.
Uh-oh.
And here we were living in that apartment with a little baby, and there was no heat. We had a fireplace of sorts with very little wood. I don't know just how we did it. But it wasn't what you could call very, very comfortable.
What was Snack's duties as Dean of Men?
Well, he taught. I forget what classes he taught. But he also, there were very few men there, actually. Most of the guys had gone off to the service.
Huh.
So there were a few there, and there were not many problems. But we had a lot of contact with the students.
And what types of contacts?
They were in and out of our apartment, and we enjoyed them a lot, and there were all kinds of friendships that have remained through the years. Corinne Fosso and Ann Nelson and...
Who's Corinne Fosso?
Corinne Stewart now.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know.
And she and Ann Nelson, Ann Tolfeld, used to babysit Ann.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know Corinne was younger.
And Mary Olson, who is now Mary Cook, was about 10 or 12 years old, and she was fascinated by Anne, who was a baby.
Oh, really?
And she would come in and play with her and ask if she could take her for a walk and things like that. It was very nice. Everybody was very friendly.
What faculty members were there then? Cliff Olson, obviously.
Cliff Olson was there. Gee, who all was there? I guess I kind of have to think about that a little more. I'm trying to think. It was a pretty small.
Were the Leroses there?
No, they were away. They were back in Michigan.
What about Bob Olson?
No, that was before their time.
Before that time. And Frank Tinkerells was the old timers who were early on. Xavier's, were they there?
Xavier's, I believe, were there. And Running.
The doctor.
Harold Running. And Haugie.
Haugie, of course.
Of course. And there was a fellow named Borofsky. Do you know that name?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And let's see.
But you were the only ones who lived in Halstead Hall.
We and Grace Bloomquist, I think that was all.
What about this Laura Kreidler? Was she there then, or was that after her time?
Gracie followed Laura Kreidler.
Oh. So how was things, did you eat with the students in the dining room, or did you eat on your own?
No, we ate in our own apartment, but...
How was it? Was it kind of, you have no heat at certain times, but how was it otherwise? Was it fairly comfortable, or was it really old-fashioned, or was it very sort of...
Well, it was nice. We, we didn't think about hardships in those days. I had a baby. But mm-hmm. no washing machine. I did all the washing by hand, which mm-hmm. sounds pretty primitive, I guess.
Do you remember any kind of funny anecdotes about Halstead Hall? Any funny things that
happened? Well, after Eastfold came, they started tearing things up, to mm-hmm. remodel the building.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started opening walls, and as a result, mice and rats were in profusion. And if we sat in the living room, we could see it in the kitchen. There was the refrigerator and the sink were not too far apart. You could see a mouse darting across from the sink to the refrigerator. But one morning, Anne was probably a year old, and she was in her high chair sitting there, and I had just fed her breakfast, and I opened the door, which was under the sink, and there was a rat in there that had been caught in a mouse trap that Snack had placed. And it was stunned. It just sat there looking at me, and I was absolutely frantic. And I shut the door, and I ran down the hall, and he was in a faculty meeting, and I went darting in there, screaming that there was a rat in the kitchen.
So what did he do?
He came, and I think he hit it over the head with something to kill it.
Ooh.
But, you know, it was pretty Spartan, really.
I guess. Did you have to bring your own furniture and everything, or was it?
Oh yes.
Furnished?
Uh-huh. And we had a rather sporty car, but the battery was always down, so we had to park it on the edge of the hill there, so that we could get started.
What kind of socials did they have at that time?
Well, there were a lot of social things. There were, you know, people would invite you over for coffee. People like the Stuans and the Haugies and the Ronnings. And all those people were very thoughtful and very friendly, and it was a nice place to be.
Mm-hmm. Did it have a lot of kind of Norwegian or Scandinavian influence at that time?
Well, I'm sure it did, but I don't think people were quite as conscious. I mean, it was there, mm-hmm. but you didn't make a special effort to.
You didn't have to learn Norwegian or anything?
No, I didn't have to do that.
What about, now you were there for a while, then you left and then you came back again?
Well, we were there for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And while we were there, Mary was born.
Mm-hmm.
And so Anne was a year and a half, and Mary was when Mary was born.
Was she born at Halstead Hall?
No, she was born in Tacoma General.
Mm-hmm.
And Snack's mother came over and took care of Anne. And when I came mm-hmm. home from the hospital, after being in confinement for 10 or 12 days, I was so weak I couldn't walk. He had to carry me up the stairs. If you can imagine, you know, these days when girls get up the next day and go home and take care of the baby.
Right.
But now, what were you asking me?
Well, I mean, why did you come back to PLU then after the
appeals? Oh, well, then at the end of of 43, Snack, the war was really in full session, and Snack decided he should enroll in the Navy. He asked me what I thought about that, and I said, oh, well, you know, whatever you think. I was very docile in those days. And so he went down and enlisted, or signed up, I guess mm-hmm, he did, because mm-hmm. he went to officers' training school in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in the Navy for 2 years, and we were, at that time we were living in Spokane, I was living with his parents in mm-hmm. Spokane, and then the second year he was stationed in New York after sea duty,
mm-hmm.
and we lived in Tarrytown, New York for a year, and then after the war was over we came back to Spokane. And he went to graduate school at Gonzaga and taught there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Washington State where he got his PhD. And we lived in student housing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, PLC had always been eager for him to come back, but when he graduated and finished, there wasn't really any place for him at PLU, PLC.
Mm-hmm.
So we were offered a position at Augustana in Sioux Falls. So mm-hmm. we were there for 2 years. And while we were there, Dr. Eastfold started agitating for him to come back to teach at PLC.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was really his first love, where mm-hmm. he always wanted to be. And so, of course, without hesitation, we came back.
Mm-hmm. What did you do when you came back?
let's see.
Did you live at Halstead Hall again?
No. We rented a house from Toppy and Eldon Kylo.
Oh, really?
And I think it was 120th. And then we started building a house on Wheeler Street. But it wasn't finished by the time they came back from wherever it was, Guam or somewhere like that. So we lived in student housing, and that was pretty Spartan, too, I'll tell you.
Can't imagine.
But anyway, by this time we had three children. Dicka was born in Sioux Falls. And we lived there until our house was finished on Wheeler Street. And that was a pretty exciting day when we moved in there.
Yeah, a nice house. What did the students' rooms look like in Halstead Hall or Old Main when you were there first time? I mean, did you go into student rooms and stuff?
Yes, but, you know, in those days, we were also used to things being rather plain and...
Yeah.
And we didn't think much about it. I don't think we thought that it was particularly bad or anything, but I'm sure from today's standards it would be pretty awful.
What did they look like about? In the rooms, did they have like a bed and a chest of drawers and stuff?
Maybe a bed and a chest of drawers and, if you were lucky, a desk. But it wasn't very fancy.
What about like receptions and stuff like that that you had in the reception room or the social hall?
Oh, those were quite proper and quite fancy, you know.
I mean, what happened?
Well,
what kinds of receptions were they, and how were they?
Oh, on different occasions there would be. They were kind of in the form of teas in those days, and someone would. Poor, you know, someone wearing a hat, and we would have cookies and pretty little cakes and things. And
would Grace be presiding there?
Yes, sometimes. She was always.
What about you, as wife of Dana Men? Did you have to do anything like that?
Well, yeah, I guess I did, but of course, you know, one doesn't view yourself that way. I don't really know. I guess on occasion I poured and did all the things that people do.
Yeah. So how did they have that one reception room downstairs?
There we had that room that was kind of the fancy room in Old Main, down at the end of the hall.
Right.
But, there weren't so many occasions, but I guess there were some. But there were people in it like Priscilla Price.
A birthday club, you said?
Yeah, we called it a birthday
club. What was the purpose for the birthday club?
Oh, we just have parties for our birthdays.
Uh-huh.
Rhoda Young was in it, and Nina. Let's see, was it Nina? Was she there?
Which
I'm
Nina?
I'm trying to think. Nina Larson?
Could be. She probably was.
I'm just trying to think. Who else? Priscilla Price. And
were they students?
Norma
then?
Norma Price.
Uh huh.
No, they were married, I think.
Uh huh.
And who all was it? Gertrude Hasey. Gertrude Anderson Hasey. You know her?
Mm-mm.
And I can't think of all the people. It was. But there was really quite a bit of social life. And when we left PLC, they had a very nice party for us. The women faculty people, you know, had a party, and they gave me an oil painting by Holmes.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
You still have it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Did you ever meet Mason Holmes?
No. He wasn't around then.
Because Mark talks about him, that he remembers him.
Mm-hmm.
And there is not very much written about him.
Well, you know, Harold Running was married to a woman named Gudrun. And she had been a singer. She had been a musician in New York.
Uh-huh.
And she had been a soloist at some of the big cathedrals in New York.
With Harold Running, he wasn't a doctor, Harold Running.
Yeah.
Or was he the doctor who drove around the horse and buggy?
No. He was academic. He wasn't a medical doctor.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, his wife was quite dramatic. And she lived in the corner down from you on about 100, are you on 119? Mm-hmm. On the corner of 120th over there. The house that Esther Davis used to own.
Oh, yeah.
But the Runnings were living there then.
Hmm.
And I remember when, this is strictly for us.
Yeah.
We came to see them one day. They had a new baby. And she came out and she says, came out just as though she were making an entrance. And she says, "Oh, Harold, Harold, guess who's here? The Snackenbergs are here. Oh, do come in," you know. She was
how funny.
So dramatic.
When you were at PLC early on, were there any hostels around then? Or were they just sort of all staying away from PLU?
Well, there were, of course, Isabel was a student.
Yeah.
Isabel and I think...
Luther?
I think Luther was around, if I'm not mistaken. I forget.
Yeah, I don't know if they met at PLU or what.
But anyway, Isabel was a student there.
Mm-hmm.
And there were Harsteads up on the hill there, you know, but mm-hmm. I didn't really know them.
There was no connection to PLU and PLC.
Well, not
and
that I knew
that
of, but
time.
There may have been, you know. I didn't necessarily know.
How, from your vantage point, from having been there early on and then being gone and then coming back, how do you think, like, Harstad Hall or Old Main, then it, I mean, has it always been sort of the same for you, or has it changed any, or... I mean,
well, you know, at the time we were there, all the offices and many classrooms were in that building.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
What did they have in the basement?
That was the food. That was the dining hall.
Oh, was it?
The kitchen and all, uh-huh. And I think the students used to take turns helping with the dishes.
Oh, really?
If I'm not mistaken. And I remember they used to, on Sunday morning, they got these wonderful butter horns, I think from Frisbee's Bakery.
Uh-huh.
And we'd always go down and get some for our Sunday breakfast.
Okay. So the dining rooms and the kitchen were on the basement?
Down in the basement.
What was on the first floor then?
That was where we were.
Uh-huh. But you didn't live in the whole place?
No, we lived down in one end, and then there were the offices and classrooms.
Uh-huh. Where was the library?
Huh.
Or did they have Sauvier then?
I'm trying to remember. I think so.
When did you come? 40s?
We came in 42.
Yeah, then they would have just had the new library built.
Yeah.
Did they have the old gymnasium?
Yes.
What did that look like?
Oh, that was a kind of a nice old building. That was just kind of a big open building. And we used to go over there and play badminton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Trying to get back in shape after a new baby.
Sure. And they had, of course, they had chapel.
Oh, it was required. Heaven forbid that you should not go to chapel.
Hell of damnation. That was did you then have chapel in that little building?
The chapel that was mm-hmm. out in by Old Main there.
Yeah, next between where the library is now and the Old Main.
Yeah.
That was even there when I came. It was the old Ark building.
Was it?
Yeah, oh sure, I remember that building.
But the old church wasn't there when you were there,
no,
was it?
No, I've never seen the old church.
Yeah.
Were you there when Crown Prince Harald and Martha was there?
Who?
The Crown Prince of Norway? I think that might have been earlier.
No, that was earlier.
That time, yeah.
I was living in Spokane at that time.
Oh, were you?
In fact, the Crown Princess came to Parkview Girls Club where I was living.
Oh, really? You met her?
I wasn't there. It wasn't at a time when I was there, but she did come.
Okay. So where was the library then, you think, on Old Main?
Well, I think it was... wasn't the library built then?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know where it was, where it was regularly? I mean, where
before
it had been
that,
before?
It had probably been in Old Main. I would guess.
Well, I was just wondering if it was in first or basement or where.
I don't know.
Elizabeth Stewart and John Stewart was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to him on Saturday.
He'll be much more enlightening than I am. But
you're fine.
But...
Because you didn't have the kind of focus on PLC, you had a focus as being a wife and mother at the time.
Right.
So so that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But so the no, this running, will he teach?
Isn't that terrible? I can't remember exactly what he taught. Harold Running, I guess we'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I can look that up. I was just wondering. And yeah. What, when Aquis, were that at early on?
Aquis were there, uh-huh. And Magdalene was always kind of a flashy,
oh, I'm sure.
Exciting person that she's
wonder
still
how they
is
ever
today.
Got together, those two.
Yeah.
So the odd couple for sure. Who was in charge of music at the time? Was that Edwards?
Oh, it was Malmine.
Oh, Malmine, okay.
In fact, Malmine's lived on Wheeler Street, and sometimes I always took Anne out for walks every day. Mm-hmm. And I'd go down the street and see, and I remember one time I went down to Malmine's, and she was canning eggplant. I remember that.
And you said that was the strangest thing you'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Huh.
And let's see, who else was?
Haugis, was that, now he was, did he have Larry then?
Larry and Janet.
Mm-hmm. Were they born then?
Oh yes.
Yeah, oh sure.
Oh yes.
Uh huh.
Indeed. And Fleegers, Mrs. Flieger.
Oh yeah.
They were very friendly and always nice to me. And Mrs. Haugi and Mrs. Stew and Mrs. Flieger and.
And you had to go to a lot of teas with them.
Well, they were just friendly and nice to us, you know.
So it was kind of like a small little town you came to, like a small town atmosphere?
Well, it was
atmosphere.
Like, yeah, kind of a family atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. What do you do on, like, on weekends and evenings?
Well, I guess we just lived. I don't know. We didn't do that much. But we went to Spokane for Christmas
mm-hmm.
because Snack's parents were living there. And then we went to Idaho to see my parents. But... I don't know. I don't know what we did, really.
They probably just had, you probably stayed home and read and relaxed.
Oh, the Lonos were there at the time.
Uh-huh.
You know who they are?
Well, I heard the name, but I don't know them.
Mrs. Lono was a Crabble.
Oh, yeah.
And they lived down below the hill in that white house by the creek down there. Do you know where it is? Do you know
yeah.
where Richards lived?
Yeah.
Kind of kitty corner from there.
Oh, okay.
And they were very friendly to us.
Well, Lonos, was that like Etty Crabble? Etty Lono, was that her?
Who?
Etty Crabble was the first graduate of PLU, you know.
Oh, really?
The very first one, everyone. And the Crabbles also gave, I think, the bricks to build, or did something to help build Old Main.
Old Main?
Yeah.
Well, Alf Crabble and Aline Crabble, mm-hmm. you know, Aline taught there.
Oh,
later.
Sure. That, yeah.
So it's some relative of theirs, I guess.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I remember on many occasions we had Sunday dinner at their house, the Lonos.
Mm-hmm. How was that when you had Sunday dinner? Was it just very formal and kind of
well, it was
serious?
It was family dinner. I remember one time we were having Sunday dinner there and we were having something like pot roast and mashed potatoes and a lot of good things.
Mm-hmm.
And we were saying how good it was. And Elvita Lono, the mother, said, oh, it's just plain everyday food. And Luther, her son, said, ho, 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 every day in my foot. We don't eat like this every day.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Up around there.
That's true.
Well, I'll tell you one funny thing. When we moved into Harstead Hall, there were some people in the community named the Raymonds, Bert Raymond,
mm-hmm.
and he was an electrician, had been in the electrical business, and he had been a former friend of Snack's parents. So when we got this electric stove, why Snack said, "Well, we'll just call Bert Raymond, and he can come and hook it up for us." Well, we didn't realize that at this time, Bert Raymond was the big-time wirer of all the ships that were being built down in the Tacoma Harbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was a real big-time operator. And so we called him, and he came over, and he did it, and he didn't say anything about that. And good night later, we were so embarrassed. Because that was really crazy.
He was sort of a big shot.
Yeah, he was kind of a big shot by that time.
And then he came out there and just fixed your little
stove. And wired in our stove. Huh? With a great copper tub and a funny separate motor down underneath with a big strap. It was really an ancient thing. If you saw it now, it would be an antique. But it was, boy, it was a great step up from doing it by hand.
Who all lived there kind of around the area? I mean, the Stewens lived close by.
Yes, they were just right over where Stewen Hall is.
Oh, that's right. They had a little house over there, didn't they? I even remember that, and they so burnt it. Fire pumps came and set fire to it.
Yeah.
That's the practice. I remember that.
And the Fleegers lived down on the corner, not far from where you are.
That's right. What about the Harvicks?
The Harvicks?
Were they there then?
No. Okay. They were in Seattle, I think.
What kind of a person was Stewen? Was he one of the library then?
He was a librarian, and he was a very nice man. He was, I didn't know him as well as Snack did, but he was very helpful when he was doing his dissertation. Mm-hmm. And when he'd come over from Washington State, he always had lunch with the Stewens and, I think even stayed with them sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is he washing out there?
I don't know what he's doing.
Sounds like washing machine.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, okay. I'm trying to think where else. Getting back to the house at all. Did you ever eat in a dining room, or did you always cook your own meals?
We cooked our own meals, but I think on a few occasions we ate there, but not the usual.
How were the students then? Well, was it very kind of nice and quiet and sedate? And
well, they were full of fun, but very harmless fun. Mm-hmm. And there were so many more girls than boys, of course.
Sure, in the mid-40s.
Uh-huh. So they had to cook up their own fun, and I'm sure, you know, I didn't even know what all was going on.
You didn't have any responsibilities at all.
I didn't as far as a student.
Uh-uh.
But we had some characters around there. We had a guy called Speedy Pete.
Who was that?
I think he was a custodian. And we called him Speedy Pete. Now, I don't know just why. And then the Vongans. Oh, the Vongans lived in the Old Main. Do you know who they were?
Well, it seems to me when I came to the Carmel, there was someone named Vongan who had a gift store or something.
No.
And had a son named Anders Vangen who went to, was a history major and went on to Norway or something.
No, this is another one.
Must be some other Vangen.
This Vangen was married to Stu Gobig's aunt.
Oh.
And they had two children and she was the school nurse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now that comes to me, and he was a preacher, but I don't know if he had a church.
They didn't have that running, all Y-N-N-I-N-G.
Rinning?
Yeah, winning.
No, I don't know.
Was that earlier?
That was probably earlier.
Okay. Hey, I know all these people. Never met them, and I know all this kind of stuff. I know more about PLU and PLU history than most people. Not than everyone, but I know a lot of stuff.
You sure do.
Because, you know, I go through papers and stuff, and I go through everything that's going on, and I read correspondence, and I can... And I've been around PLU long enough that I can kind of make connections and
you
stuff.
Make connections, yeah.
So I know exactly how things fit in and who does what and who is where and all this kind of stuff. So what about these Vangans?
Is this thing on?
Mm-hmm. What about the Hinderleys? Were they there then?
Oh, yes. The Hinderleys were there.
Which one of the Hinderleys?
Well, let's see.
Ed Hinderley, maybe?
Yeah, Ed, I think he worked.
It's my next door neighbor, no?
Yeah. And then Gladys, his sister, worked there, and Snack used to say she could paint more chairs faster than anybody he ever saw.
Really? Now, who was Gladys Hindley?
She was Gladys that worked for me, you know. Gladys.
Oh, that Gladys, okay.
What was her last name, Gladys?
Bergam? Something
like that. No, not Bergam.
Okay, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But I can't remember.
Anyway, she worked kind of in a custodial.
So that was Ed Hindley's sister.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and I think her father, Mr. Hindley, was kind of a generally in charge of the custodian
mm-hmm,
business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, the Hindleys were one PLU for a long time.
Yes.
So hang on.
Mm-hmm. We lived there, I'll tell you.
Did you, what kind of furniture and stuff did you have? Did you have to bring your own furniture?
Yeah, well, you know, the couch that we have up at the lake, that was the couch, and we had a big chair we had the first furniture we bought.
Uh-huh.
And the bed that's in our guest room here, that was the bed we had. So,
Well, are any students at the time that kind of you remember that was we became close to? And that
well, yeah, Corinne
uh-huh.
and Ann Tolfeld were two of the ones that we became the closest to. But there were many others that we remembered very fondly, too. And I'm just trying to think of the names.
Well, you're pretty close in age to some of the students, too.
Well, yeah, I wasn't much older than the students,
no, huh?
You know. So it was nice for me to get to know those kids.
Sure, sure. So, and that was kind of funny that you and Corinne are good friends now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things happen.
Yep. And I remember Corinne's dating days with Bert Bilt.
What were they?
Uh-huh. I think Bert was away in the service, but they were, there was O'Hardy and Neil Hoff were around.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Was he married then?
Neil?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, they were just young kids.
Oh, I see.
And Hardy spent a lot of time in our apartment.
Who was Hardy? Was that his brother?
That was Neil's brother.
Uh-huh.
And he was an art student. And I remember he was very hard on furniture. He came leaping in there and I think he broke the springs on our new couch when it was just brand new.
Oh.
But we really enjoyed him.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, there was a Broughton. There was a...
Nadine Broughton?
No, it was her, a guy.
Shit, I know that.
He was a good friend of ours.
Uh-huh. But isn't that a woman, Broughton, too?
Broughton?
Very flamboyant woman who lives in California.
Oh, you're thinking of somebody else. This is Broughton, B-R-A-A-T-E-N.
Oh, okay, I think about Broughton.
Oh, I remember the Broughtons. There
yeah.
were two Broughton girls.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're flamboyant. They were in those days,
one
too.
One of them was like named Nadine, I think, or something. Or someone.
Something like that, but that isn't quite right.
No, I can't quite remember, but I know that she's come up to the library from time to time, and she's very flamboyant from California.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Mm-hmm. Now, who were the Broughtons?
Broughton.
No, Broughton.
No, it was a... one of those ministerial families that had a lot of people coming up through the ranks.
Oh.
Conrad Broughton, that was his name.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what he later did, but he might have gone to the seminary.
Hmm. Did they have campus ministers at the time?
No, they didn't.
Who held chapel then, when they had chapel?
They took turns among the faculty. Different ones would preside. Whoever happened to be asked.
Did you have to go to chapel every day, or did you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Did you go ever at all?
Well, once in a while, but it was kind of hard with a baby, you know. To
mm-hmm. How was it in chapel? Was it at Eastwell then, or was that held in?
No, it was in that little chapel.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah,
that's
in that
right,
little
yeah.
little building.
That's right. That's Were there any funny things that you can think of that happened when you lived there?
Oh, there were lots of funny things, but what in the world are they?
Did they climb up on the way up high on top of Old Main?
Oh, I'm sure they did. And of course, you know, the Old Main was divided in two, you know, the girls on one side and the boys on the other.
Did they ever sneak into one another?
Oh, I'm sure. But there was somebody who had gotten a hole in the wall there, and there were some kind of communication.
Was it like completely divided that you had to go on the outside to go into the other place?
Well, supposedly. But you know, I didn't go up there much. I really didn't. I don't know what I was thinking about. You'd think I'd pay more attention than that.
But you mean, so the whole building was divided right down
the
middle?
Well, no, just the floors, you know, where the kids lived. See, it was only finished, it was only finished up through the fourth floor.
Oh.
In those days, that was finished later, higher.
Oh, really?
I don't know how many floors there are now.
I don't know.
Five or six?
Yeah, I think so. So it's only like the basement and three floors?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh. So at the bottom were offices and stuff, and then upstairs was the
dormitory
girls,
rooms.
The girls, and the one up above was the boys?
Well, no, I think it was divided the other way, you know.
Oh, like this in the middle.
Half the third and half the
so
fourth.
So the boys couldn't get over to the girls? How did they get out then?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't know how that was. But they were very strict about those things. Of course, I'm sure the kids were pulling all kinds of funny
stuff.
Oh,
I'm sure they did.
Huh. But there were birds flying around in the upper floors.
Was it completely empty up there?
Yeah. It was just...
What have they planned to do with those floors then?
I don't know. I suppose they planned eventually to have them
finished
be
up.
Used, but
so they had never been used ever?
Not that I know of.
Were they divided into rooms and stuff?
I don't ever remember being up there, Chris. Isn't that crazy?
But you just heard about that. They
I just knew they wasn't finished up there. So why would I go up there, huh?
That doesn't make sense.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Huh. What about toilets and bathrooms and all this kind of stuff for the students? Did they all have good facilities or was it?
It seems to me like the bathrooms, and I'm not sure about this, it seems like they were downstairs. In the
all
basement area.
So you and everyone else had to get onto that?
No, we had our own.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, it was just a tub and a toilet in a great big room. You know, like from the middle of the fireplace over to that wall. It was that big.
Really?
It was just ridiculous.
Huh.
And one little toilet in one corner and a bathtub, you know.
Was it like wood floors and,
uh-huh.
and things? And
uh-huh.
then... What was it? What kind of like the reception rooms? Pretty ornate and sort of fancy.
Well, they weren't fancy, but they were sort of nice. You know, they were not ornate, but you know, kind of civilized.
Mm-hmm. I think it's funny that it wasn't finished up there. And then I saw some early pictures of students that were when older student even was a young student, up on top of Halstead Hall.
Well, yeah.
Well, it was kind of like up by the cupola, well, if they could kind of sit up there.
Well, I suppose they probably were up there. But I'm quite sure that those floors were not finished. So they probably just climbed up through there. There were probably stairs, you know.
Went all the way up.
It's funny.